Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. Many people left their homes to look for a livelihood elsewhere. And one man of Bethlehem, Judah, Elimelech by name, with his wife, Naomi, and his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, were among those who thought of moving. I just don't know what to do, Naomi.
I've heard that things are better in Moab, Elimelech.
Oh, but Mother, the Moabites have always been our enemies. We can't expect them to let us settle there.
Those were old quarrels of long ago, Killian. I'm sure we could make out somehow in Moab. If only it weren't so far away.
As to that, Mother, I'm sure we could manage the journey. After all, think what wanderings our people went through. Are we softer than they were?
Well, I think you're right, Naomi, and you, Mahlon. Here, we just can't grow enough food while the drought lasts. In Moab, we stand a chance to make a good living. Let's go. So Elimelech took his family to Moab, and they settled there. Then Elimelech died. But still, Naomi and her two sons remained in Moab.
Mother! Mother, where are you? I'm back from the market.
I'm coming, Mahlon, coming. Oh, I thought you were alone.
Mother, this is Ruth. I want her to meet you because I've told her so much about you. And I want you to meet her because... Mother, Ruth and I want to get married. I do love her, and I'm sure you will, too.
Well, this is a surprise. I think I'd better sit down. Ruth, come and sit by me. If we are to be relatives, we must get to know each other.
It's very good of you.
My dear, I have been hoping that my boys would settle down, and I could hardly hope for a prettier daughter-in-law.
Then you don't mind that she's a Moabite and not an Israelite?
Remember, Mahlon, years ago I said our quarrels with the Moabites were old and over. Have not Ruth's people treated us with kindness in allowing us to settle here and make a living when our own land was famine-stricken? Shall I then say to you, you shall not marry Ruth because she belongs to these kind people? No. Let me rather say, as she learns more about us, I hope Ruth will cease to be a stranger and become one of us.
Oh, I shall. I know I shall. Mahlon has already told me so much about his people and his father and you that I feel I already know and love you all.
So, with Naomi's blessing, Mahlon married Ruth. Then a little later, his brother Chilion met and loved another Moabite girl, Orpah, and they too were married. The two young couples and Naomi, their mother, lived together in great contentment for about 10 years. But then a shadow fell across their lives.
Orpah, for days now you have been sighing at your weaving. Tell me, child, is anything troubling you?
No, Mother. No, nothing.
Killian treats you well, doesn't he? You two get on?
Oh, yes, indeed. Nobody could ask for a kinder husband. It's just that he hasn't been well lately, you know. He has a fever that will not go away, and though I try to look after him and to get him to take it easy, he just says, we must get the harvest in, then I shall rest. But then it may be too late. Oh, Mother, I'm afraid.
Hush, child, hush. I had no idea. Well, he'll just have to take it easy, and we will be careful and look after him well. And then he'll be strong again in no time, you'll see.
But the strange sickness grew worse, and Mahlon, too, became ill. The two men died, leaving the three women alone.
Ruth, Orpah, my dears, I have come to a conclusion. I have been thinking, and it is very clear to me that you are still young and pretty women, both of you, with many years ahead of you. You must go home to your own families, and maybe after a while you will love and marry again and raise fine families.
Leave you,
go
Mother?
Home?
Why, never.
But this is home. Where else should we be?
Oh, you two darlings. But it's no good. I have decided to go back to Bethlehem. And I cannot expect you to leave your people and settle in a strange land without husbands and families.
But we can't leave you. You need help. Come, it's decided. We'll go with you to Bethlehem.
Yes, it is decided. When shall we start?
Children, let us sit down and rest a while. The road is long and weary.
But we shall be in Bethlehem by the end of the week, Mother.
Ruth, Orpah, before we go any further, I must try again to persuade you to go back. Remember, I can offer you nothing in Bethlehem, and you will be far from your own families.
Well, I don't know.
Remember, you probably will never see your parents again. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way.
Oh, everything is so difficult, but I think I will. Yes, I will go home. Goodbye, Ruth. Mother.
Goodbye, Orpah.
Goodbye, my child. May you find happiness. And you, Ruth, go back with Orpah.
Entreat me not to leave you, or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. And where you die, will I die, and there will I be buried.